Welcome to the Happiness Happens podcast. I'm Simona Costantini, blogger, storyteller, and life enthusiast. Each week, I will bring you an idea, guest, or positive thought to help inspire you to create happiness and live on purpose. We decide the stories we tell ourselves and where we choose to invest our energy. It's time to cultivate a positive mind for a positive, more meaningful life. I'm so grateful you popped in. Now let's get started. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Thank you for joining me for another episode on the Happiness Happens podcast. I'm starting a new theme on this podcast that every time I start a new episode, before actually diving into the content, I'm going to reflect a little bit on the past week that I've had. So this past week, I recorded another podcast interview that's going to go live towards the end of May, so I will certainly share that one with you. I'm going to keep it a little bit under wraps and a little bit secret for now until it's ready to be shared. You know how it is. So in addition to that, I spoke at my second event this week, and it was a really, really cool event, and I did it alongside one of my friends, and together we facilitated like a counseling session for people who are overcoming drug addiction and alcohol addiction or any kind of addiction. And it was such an enlightening experience. It was so amazing to come into this group. It was all men, and talk about an experience of my life and share how it impacted me and how ultimately they can take the learnings and apply them to their own life. And it was such a cool experience, though. It was super, super humbling. And I learned so much from being there and so much from being around them. So I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And I'm so looking forward to doing more stuff like that. It makes you feel so good to give back to people and to communities and impacting people's lives in a really significant way. So I was thinking about the topic for this week. And while I was thinking of my weekly recap, I realized that I don't always share all the things that I want to share with people because of playing small. So one of the things that I've noticed is that playing small is a theme that can be in many people's lives, and sometimes you realize it and sometimes you don't. I've noticed that it's a theme in my life, and how I've realized it is in indirect ways, if you will. No one's ever really pointed it out to me, or I've never pointed it out to myself. And so what I've realized for me is that if people are sad or if people have potential and they just don't see it, I feel sad for them and I feel like I need to save them. And this is a common theme in my life, feeling like I need to save people all the time and being the person that helps build people back up when they're not feeling themselves. And I think it's a really great quality to have, because I think that we always need people to help build us back up. But where it becomes detrimental is when you start putting your value into somebody else and playing small for yourself because you don't want to make somebody else feel bad. So one of the things that I'm learning is that we can't fix people all the time. And we can't always make people see what's so awesome about them, even though we see so many great things. Because at the end of the day, when people don't feel great about themselves, a lot of the time we can't change that. That is a learned behavior that they have to learn on their own. And we can help people see how great they are, but we can't always make them do anything about it. So one of the strategies that I've used for this is that instead of feeling defeated that I can't help people all the time, sharing a little bit about what makes them so special to me with them and planting that seed in there that hopefully will grow and allow them to see themselves in a different way and see themselves in a way that I would see them. This is a feeling that I run into almost on a daily basis. I get very protective of the people that I love, and I want them to shine as bright as they absolutely can. But at the end of the day, we always have to remember that people make their own choices, and people will choose to sit in whatever feelings they want to. So even though we try our hardest and share with them all the things that make them so incredible and so amazing, it's up to them now to take that and actually roll with it and make an impact and a change in their own life. One of the other things that I play small about are my accomplishments. And I have a really hard time celebrating the stuff that I do or things that I've accomplished. What I've come to realize while thinking about this topic is that I don't want to offend people, and I don't want to make them feel like I'm always talking about myself or that I'm doing too good and excelling in different areas of my life. I don't want to sit there and be bragging about all the different things that I'm doing and working on and excited about. And that's detrimental in many ways, because I'm not acknowledging all the things that I've worked so hard for. And a lot of the time, if someone asks me about it, I tone down what it is that I'm proud of so that I don't make them feel uncomfortable. On the other hand, when we talk about our accomplishments and about ourselves, we actually educate people on what it is that we're doing because they might not always understand right now what we're working on or what we're doing. And the more we talk about it and the more we talk about our accomplishments in a very humble way and a way that helps them understand is that they'll actually begin to understand what it is that we're doing. So I think that we're allowed to talk about ourselves. I think that we should talk about ourselves and celebrate all the things that make us so wonderful. It's just how you do it. It's, you know, if you're in a setting or a conversation, it's not cutting someone off mid-track of what they're talking about to interject with how great you are. It's a balance of one person shares one story, one person shares another, and in a very, very kind and honest way, sharing what it is you're so happy for this week and the things that you've worked on this week that are great accomplishments for you. I actually had this experience this week, so if not on a daily basis, definitely on a weekly basis. I felt like I was doing too much and bragging about myself too much on social media. So I actually stopped posting altogether because I didn't want people to feel like I was being too much or doing too many things or, you know, celebrating too much of myself. So I posted a few things here and there, but I felt really guilty in sharing all of it. As I mentioned at the beginning of this show, I recorded a podcast episode for someone else's show. And in addition to that, I was featured by a female entrepreneur account on Instagram. So I wanted to share these things with obviously my friends, my family, my audience. And so I did, but I didn't overkill it. And one thing that I kept forgetting, and it's really, really important to remember, is that these people interviewed me and celebrated me for a reason. So why don't I get to celebrate me too, even if that makes somebody else uncomfortable? And at the end of the day, you guys, if someone really hates what you're doing, they can just unfollow you or mute your stories and your content so they don't ever have to see it. But in all fairness, if you've played small like me in the past, the key is to learn how to be okay with your own greatness. Learn to be okay with being good at what you do and sharing it with the world and knowing that it's okay to do that. Because if you don't celebrate you and all that you are, nobody ever will. And you are your biggest supporter. You're the one who wants to live his or her life in their most authentic self possible. But how can you do that if you're always putting yourself down or if you're always playing small? One of the things that I've realized also is that the people who share their voice with millions of people across the world have done it because they understood that playing small wouldn't get them where they wanted to go. And making sure that people didn't feel inadequate around them was not of their concern. When you think about where these feelings come from, shrinking yourself down to fit someone else's bubble comes from fear. If things either come from fear or they come from love. So when we don't want to do something or when we feel uncomfortable doing it, that's because it's based in fear. When we're fully accepting of ourselves and accepting of others, that's based in love. So in this situation, if you ever feel like you need to play small, remember this. And instead of choosing fear, choose love. Choose to share it with people. At the end of the day, we really can't make everyone happy. We never will. And that strategy almost never works. But what we can do is make ourselves happy by celebrating ourselves, celebrating our accomplishments, voicing our opinions, and not being scared to talk about all the things that we do every day and all of the things that make us so great. So this is a super quickie episode today, and I want you to remember this theme this week. Think of the ways that you play small in your life. Think of the situations that you're gonna find yourself in this week where you're gonna try and play small to make yourself not feel better than somebody else. And then take all of that and don't let it happen. Don't let yourself feel small. Let yourself celebrate your wins. Share the stuff that you're proud of with your friends, family, and your audiences if you want to. Take the stuff that makes you so great and so wonderful and just voice it, celebrate it, because you only have one opportunity to do that, and that opportunity is today. So I'm going to leave you with that for this week. I hope you have a wonderful week, not playing small, and I will talk to you on the next episode.
Thanks so much for being here today. I hope these words have brought you inspiration, insight, and a bit more happiness. please leave a comment or a review if this episode resonates with you. I would be so grateful. Until next time, remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.